Avoiding the momentum trap. Success depends on overall market strength or weakness, and how well positions capitalize on the changing environment. Individual entries can act against sentiment and yield good profits. But over time, the odds for success decrease when positions do not track movements in the larger indices and market cycles. Swing trading produces better results when riding the wave and not drowning in it. Markets tend to correct for many months at a time, but most participants focus on relatively brief periods of strong upside momentum, where they hope to pocket big gains. Unfortunately, these exciting times also awaken greed and weaken risk management. Participants violate personal rules, chase dangerous positions, and develop an unhealthy sense of invulnerability. Strategies that work well in hot markets destroy trading accounts during cool ones. Most players carry a long-side momentum bias into topping markets and corrections. This triggers inappropriate positions, leads to missed opportunities, and empties the same pockets that filled so easily during parabolic rallies. Avoid this common trap as experience grows. Learn to read the broader market and adapt quickly to changing conditions. Build personal cycle measurements that bypass the financial press and stock board chatter. Use common sense to anticipate and test new profit strategies that the crowd may never see. Combine market sentiment and pattern cycles to locate the best opportunities of the moment. Broad forces align well with different setups on individual stocks. First, gauge current conditions and then decide what types of trades will work best in that environment. Make certain that strategies correspond to the same time frame as the analysis. When major indices converge, trade the same phase as their current pattern cycle, whenever possible. When they don't, choose positions that support general sentiment and current risk. Use SR barriers on both stocks and broader indices to time profitable exits. Swing traders must sell short as easily as they go long. This challenges the investor bias that most neophytes carry into modern markets. Many participants still don't understand many aspects of this classic trading practice. The financial establishment discouraged retail customers from learning about short sales for many years. The uptick rule made entry difficult, while Wall Street told practitioners that they were hurting the American economy so that they could keep this profitable strategy for themselves. Times have changed. Direct access execution systems now allow short sale entry as quickly as long positions. Learn to use them without delay. Pattern cycles require a broad range of execution strategies in both directions. Be prepared to adapt quickly to changes in market sentiment by learning simple ways to recognize new, broad-scale conditions. All sincere efforts will be greatly rewarded. The easiest trades always come early in a trend, before the crowd notices them. Profit from momentum markets, but don't fall in love with them. Increased risk always follows increased reward. Work to broaden execution skills and learn to trade anything that offers a good opportunity. Market players who hit many singles will last longer than those who knock a few home runs, but strike out the rest of the time. Be consistent and make a good living through both up and down trends. The big picture. Swing traders must digest a vast amount of market information to reach simple conclusions about opportunity and risk. Start with cross-market analysis and decide whether local or world influences will more likely move the price action. Stay aware of news or fundamental conditions that will impact the markets, but stay focused on the patterns and numbers. Except for shock events, markets will follow the technicals because insiders already trade most hidden news in advance of the public. The interplay among debt, currency, and commodities can dramatically affect the U.S. equity markets. These broad forces trigger arbitrage between index futures and debt that move stock prices and rob profits. Fortunately, most significant shifts between these world markets occur slowly. Swing traders can adequately prepare for their substantial impact through a few well-chosen news articles or weekly index chart analysis. Stay informed. Today's excitement won't move tomorrow's markets. Learn to recognize the big picture and anticipate leadership through background study of economics, the media, and world politics. Once grounded in the basics, just follow the financial news and the most important message of the day will become obvious. Modern markets have a self-fulfilling mechanism that pushes the most emotional issues right to the top of the trading heap. Study these central themes first and decide how serious or long-lasting their impact may be. Identify the leaders and laggards of the U.S. indices. Look at the pattern cycles for each index to find the current trading phases. Are they range-bound or trending? Are oscillators rising or falling? Do they converge or diverge? Each index has characteristics that affect and distort daily results. Take the time to learn their construction and how individual stock movement can generate lopsided information. For example, a Microsoft rally or sell-off on certain days in 1999 accounted for most price change in both the Dow 30 and NASDAQ 100. Follow those indices and measurements that impact daily decision-making. NASDAQ Composite, NASDAQ 100, S&P 500, and the Dow Industrials provide most of the data required to participate in the American markets. Swing traders can isolate many subsector rallies and sell-offs through these major influences. Also, follow the bond futures or bond yield and add smaller markets that generate special interest. But discard information quickly if it doesn't improve the bottom line.